Ross said this morning that I decided to wear my Superman shirt. First use of I decided that. Marty asked where the Darth Vader was, and I said, you mean the Darth Vader head? And Ross said, but you really call it the Darth Vader collection caser.
What?
Yeah. No, actually, it's the Darth Vader collection box. Or, let's see.
Case.
Just case. The Darth Vader collection case. Because case, you don't say caser. You say case. Case is not a verb. Ross had some candy bars, and I said, are they, you want to give one to Mommy? He said, no, these are for Marky and me, for when we get tired on the train ride. These are breaks. When you, you know, when you take
some
a break.
Some ad.
Let's take a break, right? Some deal.
Tell me what you just said to Daddy. Okay.
Ross said, fighted. He said, and I corrected him, he said, he should have said fought. He said, Ross, we said Ross and Peter, and then he filled in and said, fighted.
Anyway, Ross was saying that when you fix that little hamburger french fry picker, the way you do it is you stick it into itself, which is fairly close because it's a bunch of pegs and holes and you snap them together.
I asked Ross if he wanted to have a baby aspirin. He said, no, I want a big boy aspirin. That wasn't enough. We were in bed and Ross said, good that I... What's he said? What was it? What was good, Mom? Ross said something about good that I such and such. What did you say, Ross? What was it? Good? Good that I what?
Good that I coughed to the
wall. Oh, right. Good that I coughed to the wall. That's what he said.
I coughed to
and that I didn't cough in Mommy's face. Afraid. First.
He might get the germs.
What?
Or then
she might get the germs, right. So it's good that you coughed up to the wall so that Mommy wouldn't get the germs.
The germs.
I don't know when they're going to be over. Ross asked, when will my germs be over? We were talking about his germs. He told not to give any to Mark. He said, when will my germs be
over?
My germs were over yesterday.
Mommy has the germs too.
What?
Mommy has the germs.
Mommy's got a bunch.
Bunch?
What? Mommy's got more germs than anybody else.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't.
How about you? Do you feel pretty good, Russ?
Yeah. Mom?
No, are you still sick?
No.
My dad. Yeah, you do.
My dad.
It's true, he does have a cough.
My dad.
So that's proof that he's sick as he has a cough.
Daddy, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Friday.
And then cartoons.
Not yet. Two more days. He said that some girl's name, Donna or something, was in the babies group. I should call it, no, she was in the babies group. I should call it the toddlers group, but I want to call it the babies group when she was younger. So he interrupted his sentence. Yeah, he said she was in the babies group. He was going to say she was in the babies group when she was younger. But he said, he was choosing the baby's group. I should call it the toddler's group, but I want to call it the baby's group when she was younger.
Wow.
Mary just did a left dislocation. I said, I have a spoon in my cereal. And she said, I know, but one of these I'm going to steal.
Okay.
In other words, I'm going to take one of these spoons. I unzipped Ross's zipper and before he went to the bathroom, he said, Daddy, I don't need you to unzip my zipper. And I get mad at you. I got mad at you?
I'm not mad at you at all.
And I'm mad at you. And he thought about it and he said, I give up. In other words, that means, oh, I guess I'm not very mad. Are you mad at me, honey? Oh, I thought you said I give up.
Well, I'm mad at you because you know why?
Why?
Because I didn't need you to undo them.
But was it really bad? Did I really hurt you in any way?
No.
So are you? Why should you really, really be mad?
No, I wasn't.
You don't have a good reason. You don't have a good reason.
I wasn't really mad. I was a little mad.
Mm, okay. Are you a little hungry? Or just a... Are you really hungry or just a little hungry?
Mmm.
Would you like some cereal? Here's some I cooled down and put syrup in.
Okay. No, I want to run it.
Yeah, but you can start on that and it's not hot. This is too hot for you.
Oh, no. Don't eat that.
But you... Well, that has
just
syrup.
Just let it cool down.
Okay. Marty wants some cereal? The boy's
hot.
I told you it was going to be hot. That's why I gave you... That's cooler than that, though. That's worse.
Would cool milk help?
No. Too hot, Marty.
Ours is the afternoon of the 26th, and Ross asked Ross not to take his straw and blow bubbles in the milk, and he said that he wouldn't. And then he said, when I cooperate, I really cooperate. Exclamation point at the end. This is the oh no, that was it. When I cooperate, I cooperate. Not really cooperate. It's just when I cooperate, I cooperate. This is the, I don't know, it's just a stereotyped expression that he's picked up.
Ross was watching the TV and Mary was putting on some shoe or something, and Ross said, he has no hair, that old man. And it was just sort of, he had just introduced talking about the old man, and it wasn't clear whom he was talking about. Although, I guess it was pretty clear to you, Mary, wasn't it?
Well, I looked.
You looked.
I looked at Ross, and
it sort of draws attention to the person by saying that old man.
I
he has no hair.
I looked questioningly, and he pointed at the television and said that old man.
Yeah.
Ross had a string on his belt that had tied on a balloon. He wanted me to cut it off, and we negotiated. He had said, but Mommy didn't want to do it, and said, but Mommy, you promised. And I said, I'll do it. And I said, but he had to promise not to bother me until I was finished my dinner. He went over and started cutting it, and he saw that I was having trouble. And he said, sort of to explain my trouble, he said, they make these strings so tight, or actually said, they make these balloons so tight. Didn't say the strings. They make these balloons so tight that you even can't cut them with scissors. Instead of that, you can't even cut them with scissors. Now he listened to me before that. What? I told Ross that he wanted some chocolate, and I said, after Daddy's nap. And he said, by then Marky's pee will be finished. What he meant is, by then you will have forgotten that Marky went pee, and Marky's going pee leads to a reward where we get chocolate, and by then you'll have forgotten that so that we won't get any chocolate. I told Ross, go take a bath. Marky's in there. And he said, no, I don't want to. And I said, go on in anyway. He said, I'm not going to take a bath. I'm just going to wash my face.
I told Ross he had one pair of sandals which we kept. And he said, yeah, and they fitted me. And I said, no, they fit me. And then he said, they fitted me. Yeah. How do you say it?
Fitted me.
No, honey, you don't say it that way. No, you don't say it that way. You say, they fit me. They used to fit me. Can you say that? I know.
They fit me now?
He wants to make the contrast, okay. And I see his point of view. Let's put it this way. They used to fit me. Can you say that? Try that. Is that too hard? How about this one? Did they fit you? Or you want to say, did they fit you? Which one's better? Did they fit you or did they fit you?
Fitted
you? Did they fit it you? I see.
Did they fit you?
No, that's silly. Okay, just say it. This way. Ask me. Daddy?
Did they
No, they used to fit you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. See, he can say that. Good. Ross, would you like some coffee? Baba. See, those words are really hard. Like fitted, and you don't say, Daddy, did you hit the ball? You say, Daddy, did you hit the ball? You don't say, Daddy, did you hit it the ball?
Hit it the ball.
Marky hit it the ball. It's not right. You say, Daddy, Marky hit the ball. Ross does a thing now. He said this morning of the 28th, I guess. And he stopped in the middle. You know what I am? I'm the phoenix. In other words, he wants to say, you know what I am first. Before he says what he is, and what he means to say is that he's the hero from TV, which is called the Phoenix, a program and TV movie. We're playing Wolf and the Pig, and Ross and I are wolves, and we're going to eat Mark. And Ross said, I ate him, now you eat him. And it's your turn, he said.
Bad pig.
What about the bad pig?
Because the bad pig tries to blow a house down.
The pig blows our house down?
Yeah.
No, that's not what the story goes. Who blows the house down?
The pig.
No.
You tell me, Papa.
The wolf blows the house down. We're not pigs, we're wolves.
Well, I didn't know that, Papa.
Sure you knew that. Boy, you just forgot it. You could fall and get hurt, Ross.
No.
Baby wolf, you'll get hurt.
Baby wolf, you'll
get
hurt.
Baby wolf's
going to
get hurt.
No, but if I hold on to here, I won't.
You could push too far and you could fall. Okay, if you fall, it wasn't my fault, it was your fault.
See?
Dangerous. It's dangerous.
We'll see how I get hurt. Watch.
Ross, turn around, do it the other way, so your feet go over that way, and your head comes towards them. Yeah, turn your head down. That's not so dangerous, because then if you fall, you won't throw. If you fall, you'll fall back on the bed. That's fair. Go ahead, do it. It's a better way to do it. Mary said, Ross's mouth hurts. And Ross said, no, it's just this. And he pointed to his cheek, which of course was part of his mouth, but that's right. And said, I bite it. He meant I bit it. Ross, today is the 30th of March, and coming home from preschool, I said, were you guys good? And he said, yeah, we were real good. But Marky didn't eat his sandwich. He didn't finish his lunch. And I said, oh, he didn't finish his lunch. And Marky said, I finished my lunch. And Ross said, you did not. And Marky said, yeah, I did. And then Ross said, you'll see when, Ross said to me, you'll see when you get home. And I said, oh, I'll see when I get home. Yeah, you'll see that he didn't, in other words, that he didn't eat his sandwich. Now, this is the first case that I can think of proof by a future event. In other words, something will be proved by a future event. A little later on the way home, he said, Daddy, is the moon inside the earth? And I said, no, it's on the outside of the earth. And I'll show you tonight. He said, yeah, you know, he thought that was a good idea. I was telling you, remember the Charlie Brown Christmas when they were playing hockey and Peppermint Patty pushed them, what did they do?
Push them off their team.
Pushed them off their team. And I said, you mean on this new
record?
And he said, no, not on this new tape, I mean record. On the TV.
On the TV.
Okay. Mary brought the vacuum cleaner out, and then we had taken up a carpet and had a new floor. We had to use different attachments, the ones you use on floors. And Ross said, "Oh, so you can use that machine on the floor and on the carpet and on the rug." He said, "Yeah." So this was just remarking. He just sort of made a deduction. He said, "What are you doing with that, Mom?" And she said, "I'm going to use it on the floor." And he said, "Oh, so you can use that machine on the floor and on the carpet."